This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. In early January, lawmakers are likely to consider legislation that would reform the rulemaking process for federal agencies such as the Environmental Protection Agency. Paul Schlegel, AFBF's Director of Environment and Energy Policy, explained that recent EPA actions highlight the need for change. Schlegel says we need to have changes in the system to make sure that stakeholders like farmers and ranchers are protected when these rulemakings take place, pointing to the Waters of the U.S. rulemaking in which the agency was effectively lobbying itself. According to Schlegel, the way they used social media went over the line as to what we thought was a fair and objective approach to the rule. The Office of U.S. Trade Representative has started a process for action against the European Union's restrictions on U.S. beef imports. Following a public hearing and after reviewing comments, USTR could decide to reinstate World Trade Organization authorized retaliatory tariffs on EU products imported into the U.S. if the EU does not remove its restrictions on U.S. beef. In 1998, the EU lost a WTO case brought by the U.S. against EU barriers to U.S. beef treated with certain hormones. The decision authorized the U.S. to impose retaliatory tariffs worth $116 million annually, but the EU did not remove the restrictions. In 2009, the U.S. and the EU signed a Memorandum of Understanding establishing a duty-free quota for imports of non-hormone specialty beef into the EU to compensate the U.S. for losses from the import ban. In recent years, the specialty beef quota has also been used by other suppliers, reducing the positive impact for U.S. producers. Negotiations to resolve the original dispute with the EU have not been successful. The imposition of retaliatory duties by the U.S. was suspended in 2009. Missouri Governor-elect Eric Greitens recently appointed Chris Chin, director of the state's Department of Agriculture. Chin, a fifth-generation hog, cattle, and crop farmer, farms with her family in Clarence, Missouri. Chin's Farm Bureau roots go deep. She has served as County Farm Bureau President, on the Board of Directors of Missouri Farm Bureau, and as chair of AFBF's National Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee. She also completed AFBF's Partners in Agricultural Leadership Program, a two-year intensive training program that equips agricultural leaders with executive-level skills to become effective advocates in their communities, agricultural organizations, and in government. An outstanding advocate for agriculture, in 2013, Chin was named a winner in the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance's Faces of Farming and Ranching program. Richard Fordyce, Chin's predecessor at the Missouri Department of Agriculture, also previously served as chair of AFBF's National Y-F&R Committee. A World Trade Organization dispute panel has ruled in favor of the U.S. in its case against Indonesia's import restrictions against horticultural and animal products. The panel agreed with the U.S. on all claims, ruling that Indonesia is applying import restrictions and prohibitions in violation of WTO rules. Indonesia's trade barriers restrict the importation of U.S. fruits and vegetables, including apples, grapes, and potatoes, and animal products, including beef and poultry. These restrictions affected over $115 million in U.S. exports in 2015. Indonesia can appeal this dispute panel ruling. New cuts of meat like shoulder tender, oyster steak, Vegas strip steak, and Merlot cut topped the list of 2017's expected food trends, according to more than 1,000 chefs surveyed by the National Restaurant Association. Additional menu trends that will be heating up in 2017 including poke, house-made charcuterie, street food, food halls, and ramen. Each year, the National Restaurant Association surveys nearly 1,300 professional chefs, members of the American Culinary Federation, to explore food and beverage trends at restaurants in the coming year. Locally sourced meat, vegetables, and seafood made the survey's top 10 concept trends. In a statement released Wednesday, AFBF President Zippy Duval hailed President-elect Donald Trump's pick for U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer. According to Duval, the American Farm Bureau Federation looks forward to working with United States Trade Representative nominee Robert Lighthizer. Mr. Lighthizer has had a long and distinguished career in trade, working in the White House, Senate, and private sector to assure favorable trading conditions for American goods and services. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture has launched a fun, new online platform for middle school educators highlighting makerspace education. The Purple Plow Challenge site encourages students to research scenarios related to food, hunger, and sustainability. Students also are encouraged to build their own prototypes to solve problems. The resources, provided for facilitators, students, and volunteers, are written by teachers, aligned to national learning standards, and reviewed by industry experts. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.